Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'll be traveling to Operation Rescue National's event in Atlanta, Georgia next week. I've been invited by their director, the Reverend Flip Benham, to speak to the group on Tuesday evening about all the wondrous things happening in the Christian community, the pro-life community here in Colorado, to fight against those who are killing unborn children. And then after that, so I'm so excited, the Reverend Flip Benham does a tremendous job in upping the ante for those who are willing to kill innocent children to increase the social tension and to ensure that there is no child killing with tranquility. That's one of the roles of Operation Rescue National, and the Reverend Flip Benham is one of the best in the country at doing that. Maybe next to Will Duffy. Oh, I can't say that. Flip Benham is one of my heroes. He's been doing this for, 20 years. Will's new on the scene. 20 years ago, he's in kindergarten or something. So, the Collaborators Project has done such a tremendous job of upping the ante, no child killing with tranquility, but that's what Operation Rescue National does. And so what an honor it is to be invited to speak to the group in Atlanta, Georgia. That's Tuesday evening. And then I know I've mentioned that my brother-in-law, Lonnie, was killed in a plane crash in Mexico. And I'll be traveling with my family to Ohio for the memorial services for my brother-in-law. And when I mentioned this last week, we were not sure with all our kids, who would watch our kids, how could we fly there. And the company Lonnie worked for, he's now with the Lord. He's a very strong Christian man. And his pastor was on the local news, Channel 12, in Dayton, Ohio. And his pastor said Lonnie loved his God. He loved his wife and kids, and he loved, pretty much anybody else who got in his way. And that's just such a great way to describe Lonnie. When he was out here, Cheryl was driving him around town, and some guy had a mishap with a truck, and all these boards fell off the back of his truck. And Lonnie said to Cheryl, pull over, pull over. And he jumped out to help the guy reload the truck. That's, that's a perfect example of Lonnie. Strong Christian man, good neighbor, neat guy. Well, USA Jets has offered to fly us back, the whole family, back to Ohio. With we have 7 boys, but a lot of them are working or out of town. So 4 of our 7 boys and Cheryl and I will be flying back. So we've already pre-produced some shows for next week. On Monday, Lord willing, I'll air an interview with Kathy Roos of Life Prizes. They're giving away $600,000 to between 1 and 6 individuals or organizations for extraordinary pro-life leadership. That's exciting. That's really exciting. And so, of course, here in Colorado, think of all the people that we could nominate here in Colorado. Now, there's a restricted nomination process, and a select number of groups have been given nomination packets. But thinking Colorado, there's Christy Burton, the sponsor of our personhood amendment, and there's Will Duffy, founder of the Collaborators Project. And look, that effort helped to derail Planned Parenthood in Portland, Oregon, where the Walsh construction firm said, forget it, we're not building it. They were the general contractor. And they bailed out before they broke ground because they said the cost is too high. We don't want our homes to be protested by crazies like Will Duffy and crew. We don't want that. They're domestic terrorists. Of course, they're not terrorists. They're peaceful, committed to peace and honoring God. But they're disliked, and that dislike, that social tension, could be used to protect the innocent and discourage people from collaborating with child killers. So Will Duffy and then Brian Rohrbaugh, the president of American Rights Alive, and Columbine dad, and who has so powerfully presented the truth of God's enduring command, do not murder. and we have to advocate personhood and the God-given right to life of the unborn in order to win this victory for the innocent, for innocent kids. Okay, so also next Friday, Real Science Friday program. Look forward to that. Tomorrow, Lord willing, I'll be interviewing Dick Morris. Dick Morris, his recent book is what, Fleeced? And he's the political consultant who used to work with the Clintons, spent many years of his life trying to get some of the most wicked people in political office elected and into the White House. And he did succeed in his role in that, and that gives him a lot to be ashamed of. He then was caught up in his own sex scandal, Dick Morris, and in that crisis in his life, had a major turning point and even indications that he converted to becoming a Christian. He might have been nominally a believer in Jesus Christ before that, but a real commitment apparently. And now he comes down on the conservative side of the aisle, but that doesn't necessarily mean the godly side of the aisle. But it will be interesting and fun to talk to Dick Morris. We've had him on the show in the past. And that is tomorrow. Then Monday, the Life Prizes $600,000 awards coming out. And then on next Friday, Real Science Friday with Fred Williams. Okay. Some weeks ago, we announced on this program the Sheets of Shame Project, where American Right to Life is forming a welcoming committee to welcome the DNC to town, the Democratic National Convention and the committee. And they've got all kinds of neat plans. The welcoming committee has been hard at work. One of their projects is a Clinton Watch that they will be manning. In fact, you can volunteer. If you're going to be in Colorado for the DNC, that's late August, boy, you might want to call American Right to Life and say you'd like to be a part of the festivities. They have the Clinton Watch, where about a half a block from the convention center, actually they moved it to the Pepsi Center, their event. It's up in the air. They're pretty sure they're moving it to the Pepsi Center. But regardless, downtown Denver, and that's just across the street, downtown Denver, there are strip joints, sadly. It should be illegal to traffic in human sexuality. And so there are strip joints, and so their American Right to Life is going to have a Clinton Watch at the strip joints, having people there during business hours out front with video cameras and still cameras, and taking pictures of all the Democrats going into the strip joints during the DNC and then posting their pictures on the American Right to Life website and inviting people to name them if they can name them. Like, let's say it's a Democratic senator from Virginia and who's now in office thanks to Dick Wadhams for distancing his candidate from the pro-family marriage amendment effort out there in Virginia. And also because of the Macaca incident. But anyway, say it's a Democratic senator from some other state, and we don't know what he looks like. We put up his picture at AmericanRTL.org, and folks could try to identify them and send in their suggestions of who these people are. But that will all be under the headline of the Clinton Watch during the DNC at the strip joints in Denver. And I know that's going to tick him off. Because it's hard for him to get in someplace unrecognized, you know? He has to put a wig on and sit in a wheelchair, hunched over. But we'd spot him. So then, that's the Clinton Watch. Also, there's the Sheets of Shame Project. And for this, we need your help. And this is a secret project. It's a secret service to the DNC. And if you can help by collecting 7 sheets and then sending them, delivering them, shipping them, mailing them to American Right to Life's office, downtown Denver, a half a block from the Capitol. I'll give you that address in a moment. But it's also on our website at kgov, KGOV.com. And these sheets are needed by August 2nd. They're needed by August 2nd. And there are people around the country who've noticed the request on our website at KGOV.com, heard the request on the air some weeks back, and have been collecting their sheets. And we need you, if you can, look in your linen closet, see if you have any old sheets. Go to a secondhand store, a DAV, a Goodwill store, Disabled American Veterans, a secondhand store. You could call your local hotels. Just make 10 calls, just 10 calls. Hotels, hospital, nursing home, motel, jail. Ask some friends. And if you hit a bonanza and you call a hotel and they say, and you know what? It's the semi-annual white sale right now going on. The big annual white sales in January, that's when the hotels change all their sheets. That's why Cheryl and I tend to travel in January. So you have clean sheets, you know. I'm only kidding. But hotels tend to change their sheets in January with the nationwide white sales. But right now is the semi-annual white sale going on. And so you might really hit it big. And you might get a hotel that says, hey, I got 100. We got 100 sheets we could give you. And if you come and collect them, and please do, and we'll get them, you know, we'll pick them up. If you get a large number of sheets somewhere out there in Radioland, we will pick them up. And we're suggesting people ship them by July 25th to arrive by August 2nd. And we're hoping to get 100 people to send in 7 sheets each. Now, so what are the sheets for? Well, they're for American Right to Life's DNC Welcoming Committee. They're for the Sheets of Shame Project. Now, I can't tell you more than that. I just can't tell you more than that. But what are we looking for? They're looking for sheets and more sheets. A lot of sheets. Color? White. Is it hard to find white sheets? No, that's the normal color, right? White or light-colored sheets. Style? Flat. Preferably flat. But fitted sheets? Okay. Preferably flat sheets, but fitted, okay, but preferably flat sheets. And size, queen size, is best. Others are okay, especially king. They're larger. But others, twin, whatever. You get the idea. A lot of white sheets. That's what's needed. And if you want more information, well, pretty much you can't get it. No, I'm only kidding. You could call American Right to Life at 1-888-888-ARTL, 1-888-888-ARTL, or email them at office, O-F-F-I-C-E, office at AmericanRTL.org, and they need your sheets by the beginning of August. So please bring them in or mail them to American Right to Life, and here's their address, 1535 Grant Street. 1535 Grant Street, number 303. Suite number 303, just like the Denver area code, 303. 1535 Grant Street, number 303, Denver, Colorado, CO, 80203. 80203. Okay. So please, if you can help with the Sheets of Shame project for the American Right to Life DNC Welcoming Committee, oh, that would be a thrill. That'll be a thrill. You'll encourage everybody at American Right to Life, and you'll enjoy it. Believe me, you'll enjoy it, okay? You'll enjoy it. And knowing that you had a hand in it, that you played a part in the Sheets of Shame project, you'll enjoy it. I mean, in England, we got a listener in England who's excited about the Sheets of Shame project. He's going to enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. Okay. Did you hear about what's going on at the UN? The UN? We don't talk about the UN a lot here at Bob and Yurt Live because the United Nations, pretty much our audience knows how wicked the United Nations is. But the UN, once in a while, some especially wicked things happen there. And right now, the Organization of Islamic Conference, the Organization of the Islamic Conference is urging the United Nations to adopt a resolution that would make speaking out against Islam a crime. That's pretty startling. I mean, Islam is not known as a tolerant religion. Now, in America's media, for the most part, people can get away with making the false claims that, like, Islam is a tolerant religion. I mean, that's inane, right? Where does Islam have control and it's a tolerant religion? The focus of Islam worldwide, the focus is Saudi Arabia and Medina and Mecca. That's the capital, that's the Vatican of Islam, right? That's the Jerusalem of. The Quran never once mentions Jerusalem, by the way. The Bible, for the Jews and the Christians, mentions Jerusalem by name hundreds of times. The Quran never mentions the name Jerusalem. It's not in there. There might be references to the city, but never they never mention Jerusalem. But they mention Mecca and Medina. And Mecca is the holy city for Islam and Medina. And so how many synagogues are allowed in Medina? How many synagogues are in the whole city of Medina? None. I mean, there are synagogues in Denver, right? Washington, D.C. By the way, we went to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. just a few days ago. And what a tremendous, tremendous memorial that is to the millions who were killed by the Germans. Just extraordinary. Holocaust Memorial. And I've also attended, been to the one in Jerusalem, which is truly extraordinary. By the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 800-836-9278. So those who say that Islam is a tolerant religion, well, there are no synagogues in Medina. There are no churches in Mecca. In fact, there are no churches in the entire country of Saudi Arabia. And for the public school teachers tuning in right now, that's the country where Medina and Mecca are located. They're in Saudi Arabia. The whole country of Saudi Arabia has not a single synagogue, not one. Not a single church, not one. Not one. There is no tolerance of religion in the Islamic world. I mean, if they have the ability, they will use force to stop the preaching of another religion. Now, does Christianity do that? No. Christianity recognizes that it is the decision of the individual that will make them right with God or not. You trust in Jesus Christ, not at the end of a sword. And so Christians fought for religious freedom and established this country, which has taught the entire world what religious freedom means. America has taught the entire world what the Islamic countries, Afghanistan, taught the world what religious freedom means. Iran, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, where? Where do, in Indonesia, the Muslims are burning churches? And one woman got angry at me, a National Right to Life gal in Washington, D.C., because we were talking about this, just a side issue, and I mentioned the Muslims. She said, you can't say that. You have to call them Muslims. Can't say Muslims. I said, you know, that's fine. They pronounce it Muslims. I said, here in America, we have hoodlums and moose. And so Muslim just sounds weird to our American ears, Muslims. It's like hoodlums in moose costumes, Muslim. It's just weird. So Muslim, it's we don't get mad at people, foreigners, that don't pronounce Chicago the way we do. But she insisted it's a grave insult to say Muslim. I couldn't quite connect with that. But at any rate, so the organization of the Islamic Conference is at the UN now, trying to get the UN nations, and there are a lot of Muslim nations, to adopt a resolution that would make speaking out against Islam a crime. And even Jay Sekulow, you know, here in Colorado Right to Life, we pointed out that our governor, Bill Ritter, has signed this Senate Bill 200. And John, we'll get to you in a moment in Denver and other calls, 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Our governor signed Senate Bill 200, which, taken at face value, says you cannot publish a book, you cannot publish a book that would intend discrimination against homosexuals or cohabitation. And so effectively, that would say that Christian teaching on sexual immorality is banned in the state of Colorado, effectively. And so we have Jay Sekulow saying that if this resolution was adopted, it would actually outlaw Christianity. And this is anti-Christian bigotry. And he's right. He is right. Jay Sekulow is right on this. Okay, let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278 in Denver. John, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, sir. What's up?
Yeah, I was just wondering about your comments on Islam, and I was just thinking, too, why in this war is political correctness so, you know, almost high importance in this entire cultural war we have? I remember a few weeks ago a story about an army officer that was using the Quran for target practice, and an Iraqi officer saw him. And it was a big brouhaha, and in the end, I think it was a colonel or a general had to bow down before an imam, and he had to kiss a copy of the Holy Quran, and he had to make a public apology, and the man that was using the Quran as his target practice was, you know, shipped back home.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen so much, you know, political correctness, you know, in a war before.
Yeah, now, you know, the Quran is a book that promotes a false prophet and a false god. Allah is not God, and Muhammad is the false prophet of an idol. And it's important for us to let people know that Islam is a lie that is leading millions of people in their rebellion against Jesus Christ. Islam rejects Jesus Christ as the Savior and his resurrection, and it also defends Muhammad and his perversion, his affair with a Coptic slave girl when his primary wife was angry that he was now going after yet another young woman, and he promised her that he would not, this is in the Quran, that he would not take this Coptic slave girl, but then he got angry. He thought, why did I make that promise? And he threatened his wives, who were complaining, saying, you will burn in hell if you complain. Muhammad will take what Muhammad deserves. And he went back on his own promise to his wife. So anyway, the Quran is a false teaching. But John, there is wisdom. And when you're in a Muslim country, I think the truth notwithstanding, it certainly is a lack of wisdom to publicly dishonor their holy book as a representative of the military. I think that's
true, but are we not allowed to have Bibles, though, in Iraq? I thought I heard once that soldiers were not allowed to have Bibles shipped out to them because
they're caught
with one.
I think in Saudi Arabia that's true. I think it's true in Iraq. I'm not certain, but I've heard that our church has shipped quite a few boxes off to soldiers in Iraq at Denver Bible Church. And so, that is a shame, and I think that's completely inappropriate. And if Islam was a tolerant religion, well, then certainly they should be able to tolerate people of other faiths, just as we do in America. Hey, John, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, Bob.
May God bless you. 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. So it's the Organization of the Islamic Conference, and they are promoting what they say would be a protection of religions. It's called Combating Defamation of Religions. But no, it might sound superficially like a good idea, but it's obviously a horrendous attack on the God-given right to free speech. The God-given right to free speech and freedom of conscience. So it's wrong to libel someone, to slander someone, to say, like if I were to say Barack Obama said that he would never punish his daughters with a baby, right? That would be slander. Huh? Somebody in the studio audience is telling me he really did say that. He what? Oh, he really did. Oh, he did say that. I have to use another example. You can't even slander the guy. If Barack Obama were to say something like, you must teach your children how to speak Spanish. If he were to say something like that, that would be libel. Huh? Oh, he said that too? Man, this guy is self-destructing, isn't he? You know, that one reason that the Republicans do as well as they do over the years is because the Democrats are in complete meltdown all the time. The Democrats are in complete meltdown all the time. Their wickedness knows no bounds. And so very evil Republicans who want to kill thousands or millions of innocent children get support of Christians. And when we get to heaven, at the judgment seat of Christ, God will say, well, here's this guy you supported, and he told you he supported killing hundreds of thousands of innocent children. You knew that, and you supported him, and he won, and he did kill hundreds of thousands of innocent children. And so you say to Jesus, yeah, but I was afraid of the boogeyman. I was afraid of the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman? Well, the boogeyman was Bill Clinton. I was afraid of the boogeyman. I was afraid of Barack Obama. And it's the boogeyman strategy that, you know, Christians should operate based on truth and righteousness and faith in God and obeying God. But we are taught by many of our so-called conservative leaders to operate out of fear. Perfect love casts out fear. You do right and risk the consequences. But this is going to be the boogeyman presidential campaign, the boogeyman, where millions of Christians are going to be taught, well, you don't want the boogeyman, do you? You don't want the boogeyman. You'll have to go to bed afraid every night. So I know you're afraid of the boogeyman, so vote Republican. That's just bizarre. What's happening? But anyway, yeah, so libel and slander, those things are criminal. But this year, by the Organization of Islamic Conference, so that's another battle we need to fight, and we will. We'll fight with your help and following God's lead. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school. Maranatha and Bob and Your Live, please help us at kgov.com.